From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Recently, I heard Pat Buchanan on the radio touting his new book. In it, he says modern immigration is like the fall of Rome, and our civilization will soon collapse under the strain. Now, I won't lie, part of his shtick hit home. Sometimes all the languages spoken here in California confuse me, even scare me. Sometimes I just want everybody to look and act like me. But right about then, I realize it's time for lunch. See, on Monday, I do Indian curry, and Tuesday is burritos. Wednesday is Vietnamese. I know this great little noodle place. And Thursday is pizza. Friday is a catch-all, but generally it's either Chinese or Ethiopian. You see, while some look at immigration with their hearts or mind, I look at it with my stomach. Mr. Buchanan says that America is a culture of European Protestants, to which I say, fine, if you say so. But Pat, have you seen what those people eat? My family is from Norway, where they bury fish in the sand, wait for it to rot to the right temperature, and then dig it up again and eat it. Scottish haggis is stuffed sheep intestine, and the French stuff the neck skin of a goose and call it something like coup de olla. No, I need cuisine brought here by people who use spices and don't call rotted flesh cooked. Mr. Buchanan says immigrants only provide unskilled labor, but I say they provide 80% of my lunchtime schedule. I also say that there's more to skilled labor than how quickly you learn computer programming. For instance, white boy that I am, I'm getting pretty good at salsa dancing, which is an American-Puerto Rican blend. Meanwhile, my girlfriend is learning Brazilian capoeira, my mom's looking into Buddhism, and my buddy's girlfriend studies African drumming. Come to think of it, the only immigrants who haven't done anything for my refrigerator leftovers or my social life are Canadians, and Mr. Buchanan doesn't seem to mind them. So while I contemplate the immigration issue while stuffing my face with a really good enchilada, my only question is, who's next? What's the food like in Madagascar? Maybe we should extend amnesty to all Moroccans. I hear they make a really good beef stew. With The Perspective, I'm Eric Vance.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.